From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. The man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk is due back in court today. Tyler Robinson's attorneys are hoping to get the prosecution team disqualified from the case. They say there's a conflict of interest. One of the prosecutors has an 18-year-old child who attended the event in Orem where Kirk was shot. That person later texted their father to describe the chaos around the shooting. The defense says that compromises that attorney's decision-making, and they argue the rush to seek the death penalty is evidence of the prosecution's strong emotional reactions. Utah's largest teachers union is asking for more education funding. The Utah Education Association outlined its priorities for the 2026 legislative session last night. Like previous years, they want lawmakers to increase per-student funding more than what's needed to cover inflation. They also want school nurses to get the state-funded raises that educators already get. Union President Renee Pinckney says she knows money is tight.
Funding public education is not just an expense. It is an investment in our communities and Utah's future. I cannot think of a group more worthy of that investment than Utah's children.
The budget is stretched thin as it is. Lawmakers have already asked the State Board of Education to figure out how to shrink their base budget. That means reducing or eliminating programs. Lawmakers will have the final say on if and what gets slashed this year. The session starts January 20th. Cities and towns in Utah that have implemented lower speed limits are seeing a decrease in the number of pedestrians being killed by vehicles. KUER's Hugo Ricard-Bell has more.
Sweet Streets is a local group focused on pedestrian safety. 4 years ago, they pushed to get speed limits on many Salt Lake City streets reduced to 20 miles per hour. And since then, the group says pedestrian deaths have dropped by more than a third. Their treasurer, Julian Jerkois, says the ultimate goal is no deaths.
There are cities like Helsinki and Oslo of approximately Salt Lake City size that have reduced traffic fatalities to zero using, you know, data-backed solutions like traffic calming, slowing down cars.
Moab also wants to reduce pedestrian deaths after a citizen report highlighted it as a serious issue. Last year, they reduced speed limits on State Highway 191 as it leads into town. Kevin Dwyer, who helped write the report, says the changes are already making a difference.
Yeah, we're seeing somebody die about once every 10 and a half months. And what I can say now is that it's been almost 16 months since we had our last fatality on that section.
Last year, statewide traffic deaths reached a six-year low, according to the Utah Department of Transport. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KUER News.
Utah County is hoping to host the Ironman Triathlon for 3 years, starting in 2027. This comes after it had a 15-year run in St. George that ended last year. The Utah County Board of Commissioners approved a letter of support Wednesday. Skylar Beltran is one of the commissioners.
Orem and Provo have been great partners in bringing them here. They're very excited, and it'll be a great new event for the community.
The race left Washington County because its commissioners chose not to renew the contract. Some stakeholders felt it had become unsustainable with how much the community had grown. When it first started, much of the race route passed through undeveloped areas. That made it easy to shut down roads. A deal for Ironman in Utah County is still in the works. You're listening to KUER News.